I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano,
hey.
Josh Reese,
ho,
and Aaron Rosa.
There he is.
I thought they'd all say something, but
there
no.
he is.
Why aren't you saying my name all ethnic anymore?
Aaron Rosa.
There we go. That's
Aaron Rosa.
I don't get an ethnic pronunciation of my name either.
Yeah, Joshua Reese.
Joshua Reese.
Aaron Rosa. Give us some Espanol.
Josh Reese is like the name of some hipster dude in a Starbucks. My name at least sounds Mexican.
All right, then give us some
Spanish. Come on, guys.
Give us
some Spanish. You guys are both a quarter...
Come on, Spaniards.
A quarter Mexican. Give us some Spanish.
We better chill out a little.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Me llamo Josué.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
Josué? Interesting. Wow. And Aaron, now you go.
No, you say something in Italian, motherfucker.
Vaffangul.
Benita san.
Gabagul.
Gabish? Gabish Italian? Yeah. It's really capiche, but I guess grandma was like, Gabish?
Yeah,
just like ragazz.
It's Italian slang. Yeah, we were going over that this past few days.
Yeah, for sure.
It gets fun. But speaking of fun, got to watch Spider-Man Homecoming again.
Yes.
I mean, I've seen this movie so much. It came out in, what, 2017, I think? Pretty sure. Yeah, definitely. Seen the movie a lot. It's one of my favorite Spider-Man movies, and we've watched a lot of Spider-Man movies lately.
Yes. This was fun.
Absolutely.
You always forget how fun these are. He's such a good Spider-Man.
No, and not only that, just a really good villain, too. I mean, this is way better than Spider-Man the musical last week, so I'm really pumped.
Spider-Man 3,
You know, it's easy to forget, but back then, this was such a huge deal, both for Civil War and this, because we hadn't seen Spider-Man in the MCU at all. So this was a really big deal when this came out, the first one.
Yeah,
like we've seen so much of him now, but
rebirth.
He had the cameo the year prior in Civil War, but this was his first, you know, movie. Everyone loved him in Civil War. I remember when they first said that they were going to reboot Spider-Man again.
We're like, no, come on.
And I was like, come on, again?
Another fucking origin story.
Right.
But no, they kind of didn't do that.
Kind of just went past it. It was nice.
Pretty much.
We didn't need another sad origin story.
Yeah, well, they saved that for Spider-Man No Way Home, was the sad one, where you just cry for 3 hours.
Yeah. That's true.
Whatever it is.
That's true.
But that was after the third, that was in the third one. So, you know, you got two good ones.
Right. And we already did our review of Spider-Man No Way Home. It's out there. I think it was December 2021. So if you want to watch, or listen to that one, it is in the archives. But all right, we're going to get into Spider-Man Homecoming. But first, we have to thank some new patrons. So thank you to John Fortes and Luke Thomas James Harris. He's got four names. That's
Luke
one guy.
Tomas.
James Addis.
Yaddis.
Yes.
He's, very nice.
I will also know him from the What's Wrong With Wrestling Patreon. So thanks for doubling down there, Luke.
Boom.
We're currently going through Ahsoka. It's been pretty good so far.
Not bad.
To keep watching it. We're excited because it's finally a good show that we've gotten to watch. I don't think we've watched a good show on Hogwash since Last of Us. So it's been a while.
Yeah, you're right.
It's been a couple shows.
Yeah. We had before this one, it was
Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion.
You know.
Wow. Yeah. And then before that one, was it Moon Knight? No, Moon Knight was
way back.
We did
Mando season three.
And that was a lame duck fart.
Yeah,
you're right.
It was, unfortunately.
You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's nice. You know, hopefully Ahsoka keeps getting better. We'll see. You could join patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. It's only $3 a month. You can cancel any time. All right, on to the news and rumors. So Barbie. You guys like Barbie? Barbie has surpassed the Super Mario Bros. Movie to become the highest grossing movie at the domestic box office this year. 575 million domestic. Domestic!
Wow. And it's still going up.
That's insane.
You know what's even more insane, though?
Barbie movie.
Yeah.
If you combine Barbie and Oppenheimer worldwide, $2 billion.
Sure.
Can you fucking believe that?
It worked. Oppenheimer. It worked.
Up in Barbie.
Yeah, no, I had read that Barbie also is the highest grossing movie in the, Jesus.
Good one.
In the world? Jesus.
No, no, no. In the Jesus. In the Warner Brothers history.
Oh, over, that's right. It beat Dark Knight.
Yeah. Overtaking Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. And they say that it's, you know, globally it's going to pass Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers.
It's going to pass Mario Brothers right. very soon. It's, so yeah, crazy just how many people are coming
make,
to see it.
You could make a shitty movie, let me tell you. One of the shittiest movies of all time.
Yeah.
And people will still go see it if yeah. it has an IP.
Right.
All you need is an IP. That's the lesson we've learned today. Barbie's also coming to IMAX with new footage for one weekend on September 22nd.
So there's it's another 100 million.
A while. Yeah, exactly. But it's like, that's not a movie you need to see in IMAX. What, do you just want to see Margot Robbie's feet a little bit bigger? Oh, yeah. All right. All yeah. right. Sorry. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. What are these deleted scenes?
That's now what I'll I wanted. See it. Now I'll see it. Yeah. By myself.
Extra
at like a 2 o'clock showing, sitting in the
hey,
back. Of the
can I purchase every ticket so I could be in here alone?
And hey, don't send anybody in.
No ushers, please.
No ushers. Oh,
that's okay. We don't have ushers anymore anyway. Yeah. Why do you think the theaters are so filthy? Oh, right. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, that's interesting. I guess. Also, Dune Part 2 has been delayed from November 3rd to March 15th, 2024.
Wow, that's a long delay. What is yeah. their reasoning?
Well, the strikes. They want the actors to promote the movie.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Got it.
This because this one's done. Like, a lot of movies are done, but they're still being delayed just because they want the actors to be able to promote the movie.
Wasn't the original release date kind of close-ish to a holiday? And now they're bumping it to, like, March?
It's March, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Thanksgiving-ish.
It was November 3rd.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's kind of like moving to a dead zone in terms of release dates.
Could get bumped again. We'll see. Depends how yeah. long the strike goes on for.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Still ongoing.
Yeah.
Still going.
Well, yeah, that's why they pushed it. But
I mean, come on. Fran Drescher is negotiating?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Jesus. It's already been a few months, so.
What if you use my likeness? No one's going to use my likeness?
No one wants it. No, thanks.
It's all right.
No, thank you. But yeah, you know, saw the first Dune. That was like one of the first movies we did. I think that was just me and Eric on that episode. But yeah, I didn't really like Dune.
Yeah, it was so slow and boring and confusing.
Supposedly the second one is going to have a lot more action and be more interesting. But I'm not into it.
Didn't Neither you liken the first Dune to like a slow Star Wars?
If that's what it is. Sure. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't sound interesting.
And instead of... They're just trying to like give you all the information too quickly.
It's a lot of politics.
And you're like, what? Who is that now?
Probably should have just been one movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
Is Batista still alive?
Probably.
Let's hope.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Oh, then you're in?
Maybe.
Batista!
He's a great fucking actor. I want to see what the next project he's in. I want to know.
Right. Well, that's pretty much I have except for the RIPs, but we'll get to that at the end. Do you have anything, Josh?
I just had RIPs too.
You want to get it to it after Spider-Man?
Not really.
Oh, what do you mean at the end?
No, I'm just saying like at the end of news and rumors. Oh, okay. Usually you save that part for the end. But Bob Barker passed away at the age of 99.
Yep.
Just short of a dollar. That's a joke that's been, you know, making its
round. Yeah, without going over.
He didn't go over.
The king of staying home from school sick days.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite role with him was in Happy Gilmore.
Well, of course. Of course.
The price is wrong. The
price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah.
Chokes him. Beats him up. It's great. It's a great scene. Also, Arlene Sorkin voiced the original Harley Quinn from the Batman animated series in the 90s. She has died at the age of 67 due to lung cancer. So
That's sad. One of my favorite childhood memories was Batman the Animated Series. So,
and that's where Harley Quinn first appeared. So Harley she was Quinn. The first Harley Quinn ever.
Crazy. Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah.
I think I read that they based a lot of Harley Quinn in that show on her personality. Like the whole thing was partially based on she had an appearance as a clown in something else, and so without her, we would have either not had Harley Quinn or totally different.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I saw that too, that it was based on her. I didn't know that necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
We have a couple of wrestlers, of course, mentioned the wrestling podcast. We'll probably talk about it a little bit more on Tuesday, but you know, Terry Funk, who's in his 70s, not old necessarily, but obviously old for a pro wrestler these days.
Yeah.
And Bray Wyatt, man, see that coming. We knew he was sick, and just a sudden news, was it Friday or something? Like just out of nowhere. So very, very sad. Again, crazy. We'll cover it more on the What's Wrong With Wrestling pod.
Of course.
And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Bray Wyatt in like the horror movie genre? Did he make a couple horror movies?
I think he was making one.
Making one?
Yeah, it was Thursday because, Josh and I talked about it on AEW. But I think he was like in the process of making one or something like that. But
Right.
Sadness. Very sad. He's 36.
And we loved him. He was like, you know. When he came back, everyone was freaking out, and then
I still haven't even watched SmackDown yet to see everything they did.
Yeah, I know. Everyone was like, on stage. When was
Braun
the last time
Strowman
they did that?
Was there? Eric Rowan. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, he was. He's like the first active roster member to die since like Eddie Guerrero. Like it's been a long time,
right?
So,
yep, sad,
very sad. All right, so we can talk about Spider-Man: Homecoming now. Tom Holland recently said that. This is his best Spider-Man film, so it's also his favorite. It's my favorite Tom Holland Spider-Man film. When I think of my favorites, I think of Spider-Man 2, I think of this, and Across the Spider-Verse, which, you know, just came out a few months ago. Those are, like, my three favorites. But this is up there, man. This movie, I feel like, is a more accurate representation of high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, then like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man films. Right.
I feel like...
Where everyone's 27.
27.
This actually was like high school age kids.
Yeah, right.
Well, not only this is a great Spider-Man movie, but I feel like even if Spider-Man wasn't in this movie, it'd still be a really good high school movie.
Yeah, I remember when it came out, I said it was like a PG-13 Spider-Man version of Superbad. You know, like...
Oh, that's funny.
That's how I thought of it, like when I saw it, but... I love the theme song. Just like basically the original Spider-Man song, but using, you know, classical music.
And Tom Holland was, I think, 20 or 21 during the filming of it. And then he's a young looking 20-year-old.
Right.
At least he wasn't like 27.
Damn, he was. He still looked like he was 14.
He looked like he was his age, right?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy. You know, casting
20. He might even been 19 during the shooting, or in Civil War, maybe even 18. You know what I mean?
Right.
Going back a couple years, but
yeah,
it's good.
But man, the real MVP of this movie, Michael Keaton playing Adrian Toomes, aka the Vulture.
Oh my God,
Michael fucking
greatness! Keaton.
Such an amazing performance as always.
Aaron hit it right on the head when we were watching the movie. You know, in the comics, he's just like an old bald headed white guy. Doesn't look very threatening, but in every scene that he's in, he's very menacing.
That's almost because he's Michael Keaton.
It's Michael fucking Keaton.
Josh, you even said that you won't watch Beetlejuice because he's too scary.
I mean, menacing. He's fucking terrifying in scenes in this.
Yeah.
We start off with him. Adrian Toomes has the construction contract. This is, you know, after the first Avengers film, has the contract to clean up the mess in New York. However, he gets screwed out of the contract by Tony Stark and the U.S. government. So Toomes and his guys keep all the alien tech they already found. Michael Keaton's big line is, "The world's changing. It's time we change too." Which I remember that from the trailer, and I always loved that line.
Right. It's crazy because he's right. You know, like the Avengers, they screw up the world, and yet the Avengers are the ones cleaning up. So they're double dipping almost.
Yeah, it's number two guys like, "Oh, the asshole that created this mess. Now they get paid to clean it up." Yeah.
Right.
He's like the definition of a sympathetic villain in this. Like you almost don't, he doesn't even feel like a villain almost.
Yeah.
Like this guy just got shafted.
It's true. That's, you know, every villain has something that happened to him that makes him who he is. But fast forward to present day and business is thriving, selling alien tech to criminals, and he's already got the Vulture suit and everything. So we're good to go. And then we watch Civil War footage from Peter Parker's camera. I love how, like, the opening credits, and then it says a film by Peter Parker. And it's just, like, him in a limo with Happy Hogan.
Yeah.
Goes to his hotel room. He's like, "I don't even know why I'm here. Captain America apparently went crazy." He puts on his homemade suit. And then Happy's like, "Dude, where's the suit?" And then he sees the one that Tony Stark gave
him. I loved it because he's like, in his room or whatever. And he's like, "Oh, wait, the room's even bigger? What the hell?"
Right.
The best was when they were in the jet And Peter goes to sit right across from Happy, and Happy's like, that's where you're going to sit?
Yeah.
Have you never been on a private jet before?
I've never been on any plane before, yeah. Then we cut to, like, the Civil War scene. He's like, okay, that's Captain America over there. There's Iron Man. Oh, my God, that's so cool. Underoos! Oh, that's, I gotta go. Hey, everyone. And yeah. Then just, like, cut to the action scenes, and it was so good. So then Tony takes him home. Tony even makes an alibi video for Peter with his camera. He's like, hey, May, what are you wearing? Something skimpy, I hope, huh? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Take two.
Inappropriate, sorry. And then Tony tells Peter that he could keep the Spider-Man suit, but don't get into too much trouble. Peter thinks Tony was then going for a hug, but he was just opening his door. Of course, it's
fucking cold.
Flash forward to a couple years later in Endgame.
Yeah.
Where Tony hugs Peter.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
So sad.
Such an amazing scene. Also, I love how Peter makes his web fluid during class, like during chemistry class or whatever, like, they're doing other experiments, and he's just making his web fluid. Peter tells his teacher that he can't go to the math competition in case Tony Stark needs him, even though he's been texting Happy Hogan for, like, months and getting left on read, unfortunately. Poor Peter. He's like a...
Happy's a busy guy, but you know what? Tony did know everything that's going on.
Yeah, everything. It was like Tony was watching.
He was. You know, it was sweet as that kind of relationship built through the movie. It was nice because you think he's being a dick up front, but you know, later on you learn he might be an Iron Man, but he has a heart of gold.
Jesus Christ, an Iron Heart, Josh. It's not that hard. There's even a superhero now called Iron Heart. This is easy shit. He has a heart of gold. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Also, I love how they hint at Zendaya's crush on him throughout the whole movie. Like, even the scenes where she's not talking, like, she just glances at him, like, if you pay attention. And when this movie came out, I didn't know who Zendaya was. I didn't know that she was, like, a Disney star or whatever. Right. So, like, I just thought she was just some other character, whereas, like, a lot of the young kids or people that have kids that, you know, watch the Zendaya shows, like, they were like, oh, no, Zendaya's, like, a huge
she's
deal.
She's too famous to be nothing.
Yeah, yeah, like, she's obviously going to be something in this.
You know,
yeah.
The crazy thing is, even, you know, watching this now, crazy that they're in, like, a real-life relationship, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right. They usually don't last that long, but... Yeah.
But they're going to make it, goddammit.
But, like, yeah. All of the no. Spider-Man and MJs have dated, or Spider and Gwen's, you know, Garfield and Emma Stone dated each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Toby and Dunst dated, like, for a minute.
A brief minute.
But then that's why when you watch Spider-Man 3, it's like, oh, they hate each other. They can't stand each other in real life.
Yep.
So after school, Peter puts on the suit and has a fun day stopping criminals. There's that one guy who's, like, in everything, but you don't know who his name is. He's like, hey, you're that spider guy on YouTube, right? Call me Spider-Man. Okay, Spider-Man, do a flip. Yeah. And then Spidey stops someone from breaking into a car, but it turns out it was that guy's car, and Stan Lee makes a cameo. Don't make me come down there, you punk. And then he asks, like, his neighbor how her mother... It's like, you guys are so old. How was your mother? Like, you guys are so old.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Well, the follow-up scene was, Stan, you know she's dead, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I love how awkward Peter is when he walks into the bank to stop the robbers. You know, he's like... putting his hand on the wall and
fidgeting.
Hey guys, oh, you're the Avengers? Oh, cool. And some of the robbers use alien tech and cause a huge explosion, and Peter's got to save the sandwich shop guy and his cat. Then Peter sneaks back into his house without May noticing, but he wasn't listening to Ned earlier, who told him, like, he would be at his place so they could finish their Death Star because of Disney.
That was, like, the first real, like, crossover
I know.
That we ever saw.
Merchandising opportunity.
Yeah, I know. Peter playing with the Death Star.
I'm still pissed that we haven't seen Spider-Man wielding a lightsaber yet.
Right.
Frankly.
Come on.
Very upsetting.
I mean, do something. What if? It's got to be a what if.
What if, yeah. Peter makes Ned promise he won't tell anyone, but he has a lot of questions. Then they watch a video from Captain America before PE class, and Hannibal Buress plays their gym teacher. And he's like, I'm pretty sure this guy's a war criminal now, but whatever, we got to show these videos.
So good.
Love it.
Meanwhile, Peter and Ned overhear Peter's crush, Liz, saying that she would totally fuck Spider-Man. They're like doing F. Mary Kill.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
She's like, F Thor, marry Spider-Man. And he's like, F Thor? Really?
And he's like, okay. Swing.
So Ned yells, Peter, no Spider-Man. And of course, Peter's upset about that. And Flash sarcastically tells Peter that he should invite Spider-Man to his party. And Ned's like, dude, you're an Avenger. If anyone has a chance with a senior girl, it's you. Such a good line.
You know, it's one thing to have the goofy sidekick friend in the movie, but I just hated Ned
really?
In this movie. He's the worst. Like, at every turn, he's trying to fuck up his secret identity.
Well,
come on.
Okay. Wouldn't your best friend do that?
Andrew is a superhero, right? I mean, like, wouldn't you be like, Josh, fucking see what Andrew did yesterday?
If I were, Josh would fuck that up. Yeah, Josh is the Ned of this movie. Yeah,
go fuck yourself. But also, I totally would. I'd probably put it on.
What do you
Twitter
mean, go fuck yourself? I thought you just said you love Ned.
No.
So why is it an insult that you're Ned?
Because Aaron hates Ned, and I love Aaron. So that's why.
That makes no sense.
It makes sense in my brain.
So Peter and Ned, yeah, it's a problem. Peter and Ned go to the party. Peter puts on the suit on the roof, but he feels stupid. And then he sees an explosion far away, and he has to run through the golf course because there's nothing to swing his webs from. That was a cool scene. He just like shoots the web, and it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
Toombs' guys are trying to sell some alien tech to Donald Glover, a.k.a. Aaron Davis, a.k.a. the Prowler. Mm-hmm. And I love his line. He's like, I'm just trying to stick somebody up. Like, I'm not trying to send them back in time.
Right.
Why are you trying to upsell me, man? And then Spider-Man shows up. The bad guys hear his phone, so he chases after them. And then he has to cut through some backyards, but he's breaking a lot of stuff. And they show a clip from Ferris Bueller's Day Off while he does, you know, pretty much the same thing. Yeah. It was great. And then Spider-Man's about to jump on the bad guy's van, but the Vulture grabs him and takes him up into the sky.
Oh, no.
Spider-Man's, like, parachute auto-activates, mm-hmm. but he gets caught in it and falls in the water. And then it was so funny, like, while we were watching this, Aaron was like, hey, rewind it for a second. And I went back 10 seconds, and then we saw Vulture in front of the moon.
With
and
his
it makes
wings out.
The bat signal.
Looking like a fucking
looks
bat.
Looks just like the bat signal.
The
it's a really cool.
Interesting.
Yes. Really
interesting.
Cool, like, one-second shot.
Right.
By the way, another quick little cool thing about his suit. One little, cool little detail they got right about this that they couldn't do in the Tobey movies was how his eyes can like get bigger and smaller, the white part, like in the comics.
Yeah.
So he can emote.
Yes. So Iron Man saves Peter from drowning, but Tony's not really there. He's across the world. He's like, thank God this place has Wi-Fi or you'd be toast right now.
Right.
And he even asked Peter, he's like, can't you just be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
Oh.
Hey-o.
Oh.
Also, when he gets back to his hideout, Vulture disintegrates the original Shocker. He's like, I thought this was the anti-gravity gun. He's like, no, that's that one. He's like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah. Well, you're the Shocker now.
That was kind of funny. I like that. You know, you think he'd have a little bit of motion, but he's like, meh, whatever.
That original Shocker guy, like, reminds me of Tom Hardy. Like, he looks like Tom Hardy.
Interesting.
A little bit to me.
He kind of did, yeah.
Yeah. So two of the bad guys go to the school because they're tracking the device that Peter kept, or the purple orb thingy. And they don't find it, but Peter puts a tracking device on them. And then Peter rejoins the math team for the academic decathlon because it's close to where the tracker is. And then Ned helps Peter remove the tracker from his suit so that Tony Khan can't track him.
Tony Khan?
Tony Khan, Jesus Christ.
It's been a long time.
It's
been
day.
A long day.
Thank you for 80,000 people, Alan!
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, so Tony Stark can't track him. He also disables the training wheel.
You know, probably
wheels.
They make about the same amount of money, right? Tony Khan, Tony Spark?
Maybe.
Yeah. Tony Stark, yeah.
Tony Spark?
Tony Spark.
Tony Spark.
Can we just stop saying Tony because no one can get it right?
Tony Schiavone? Ned also disables...
Tony Stank.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, and thank you.
Ned disables the... And that was a Skrull we learned now. That was a Skrull the whole time.
Yeah, that's...
no. Fuck you, Marvel.
It wasn't.
Oh, it was. According to Secret Invasion,
Boy
it was.
Scroll or no. Girl
the director in an interview was like, yep, you got it, guys. He's been a Skrull the whole time.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Right, exactly. Yeah. Refuse to believe that, too.
Years and years and years. Helping fight with the Avengers.
Yeah, it's such horseshit. So yeah, Ned disables the training wheels protocol. Peter Suit now talks to him. And do you know who plays the AI or Karen or Suit Lady, as he calls him, as he calls her?
I'll give you a hint. So Paul Bettany always played Jarvis, right? It's his real life wife. Does that help?
Oh, who's he married to?
I didn't even know that they were married, so that wouldn't help me.
I'm sure that's how she got the part.
She was Betty Brandt or Betty.
Betty Ross.
Betty Ross.
Elizabeth Banks.
No,
the first.
Not Betty Brandt. Betty Ross.
Yeah.
In the Hulk movie.
Oh.
The Ang Lee Hulk movie.
Yeah. Jennifer Connelly.
Yep. There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
She's like, "How can I help you, Peter?" And he's like, "I put a tracker on someone. He's a bad guy." Activating instant kill mode. He's like, whoa, I'm not trying to kill anybody. Jeez, God. And then he also had issues with his web shooter settings. Like, one's a taser, one's like rapid fire, blah, 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 blah. Which it's so good because, like, all these things you could do in the Spider-Man video game that came out a few years ago. And now, you know, the new one's coming out soon. Spidey stops Vulture from stealing some shit in a truck, but then he gets stuck in there and he's taken all the way to a warehouse where he's stuck there as well. So he tests out some more web settings, has a heart to heart with Jennifer Connelly or Karen. It's funny, they would have never named that Karen if they knew what was coming.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Like, just a year or two after that, like, Karen became a thing.
Karen started to become popular. Right.
Peter finally gets out of the warehouse, but he's late for the decathlon.
I did love the scene. You know, he's going through all these, like, training. He's like, okay, well, now I'll try to do some of the training or whatever.
Yeah.
He has a heart-to-heart, and he's like, well, how long have I been here? You've been here 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Right.
He also finds out that the purple thing he stole is a bomb. And it's in Ned's pocket. They still win the decathlon without Peter. And then they go to the Washington Monument. And the purple thing causes the elevator to break. And Peter has to climb to the top of the Washington Monument. But he's never been this high. So he's freaking out. A police helicopter shows up. Even the spider logo on his suit comes out and goes to, like, you know, find out about the elevator. That was really cool.
So cool, yeah.
So Spidey flips over the helicopter and uses the momentum to break through the ballistic glass and save everyone.
Great looking scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Liz almost falls to her death, but Peter saves her. Hey, how you doing? Don't worry about it. I got you.
Yeah, you
know. Show everyone okay. And then his thing breaks and he falls.
Thinking about it now, you know, it's kind of weird why he would have a New York accent in Washington.
Well, he didn't know what else to do.
Well, that's he's putting on his fake boy voice.
His own,
Batman voice. It's kind of New Yorkish.
It's cool, though, yeah.
It is, but what else would he know, right?
Right.
He's a 15-year-old kid in New York.
Right, but, you know, some of the people are like, wait, why is Spider-Man New York?
He's Spider-Man, not Spider-Boy. Even though he's Spider-Boy. I also love the school's awkward newscast that they show a few times in the movie.
Yes.
Like, early in the movie, when the one guy's, like, asking Betty Brandt, he's like, Betty, you want to go to the homecoming dance with me? She's like, thanks, but I already have a date. And he's like, okay. And then it just zooms in on him, like, as he just, like, looks sad. He's like, oh, the kids won the academic decathlon. Later that day, they also cheated death.
Did y'all guys have school reporters and school news? Yeah, it kind of reminded me of
mine. I did that in high school.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, CTV, Clemens TV. I was a news anchor. I was a field reporter.
Did you have awkward moments like that?
No, but, well, I got in trouble in the class because the teacher didn't like what I was doing. I would, like, basically do comedy sketches, like, instead of, like, reporting, so she would be upset. It's like, this shit's boring. It's like,
let's make them laugh.
What are we reporting on? The lunch schedule? Like, what? So I just try to make them laugh instead.
Yeah.
So then Peter tells Ned, like, I got to go, you know, I got to catch these guys. And Ned's like, but we have a Spanish quiz. I like that, too. Peter then gets detention and he has to watch another Captain America video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Captain, oh, my, I hate him here. It's like, he's such a goody two-shoes.
He's got his old costume on. Yeah. It's like,
so, bleh. You got detention. You screwed up. But the good thing is you can make things right. And it's like, oh, you're the worst. Like, I always hate, I never liked Captain America until Infinity War and Endgame. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, cool. Oh, he finally got some balls. Like, that's why in Endgame, when he goes, let's go get that son of a bitch, you're like, oh, finally!
Right.
Oh. It's about fucking time you grew some balls.
I mean, Civil War, he was outside the law too a little bit.
Yeah, but that's when he first cursed, right?
Yeah. Right.
Like, let's go get that son of a bitch.
He was always too goody-goody two-shoes.
Yeah, so great. And then Zendaya or Michelle was there, even though she didn't have detention. Another hint on, who she really loves.
You know, she likes to draw people that are in crisis.
Yeah, Hannibal Burns. So then Spider-Man confronts Aaron Davis. He used his deep voice for interrogation mode.
Oh
my God, it's the same thing. Yeah. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, what are you doing right there? It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. And he's like, then he goes, deactivate intimidation mode.
I know what a girl sounds like.
I'm not a girl. I'm a boy. I mean, I'm a man.
I'm not a girl. I'm a boy. I mean, I'm a man.
Yeah. So then Aaron Davis tells Spider-Man, like, I don't want these weapons here either. I got a nephew that lives here.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Aaron tells Spidey
sucks is that when we first saw that, I mean, you see a black guy that's young and, like, obviously he's a great actor and you'd want him to play Miles Morales. Right. In like a live action, he's getting a little old now. But it's like, I think it went over our heads. Unless you saw the Prowler, there's like a little word bottom right. But when you're at the movie, you're not catching everything. I think it was like after we saw the movie when it was like, wait a minute, he's the Prowler. Wait a minute, he mentioned a nephew. And you're like, that's why some of these movies you really have to see 2 to 3 times to catch everything.
And they kind of painted off in Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, when you saw Donald Glover in Across the Spider-Verse, that's when it really started to click that all these things are...
Maybe a little bit related, or in a similar universe. Yeah.
So Aaron tells Spidey the location of an arms deal going down with Vulture. And then, Spidey webbed him to his trunk. He's like, hey, that's going to dissolve in 2 hours. No. Come and fix this. I got ice cream in here. He's like, you deserve it. You're a criminal. Bye, Mr. Criminal.
Oh, it's so good. You deserve it.
Then Peter goes to the ferry to try to stop the arms deal. Also, Nacho from Better Call Saul plays one of the criminals, and he's also got a scorpion tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing they never fucking paid off. It's like, I will take a fucking Sinister Six movie him as Scorpion. Michael Keaton returns as Vulture. Like, they have,
Well, they're starting to put it together, and Morbius,
I'm getting tired of standalone Marvel villain movies, because it's like you can't without Spider-Man, it doesn't really drive. You know what I mean? So have a Sinister Six where they get together, they talk, and maybe you don't even see Spider-Man until 3/4 away into the movie, but they have a big fight. You know what I mean?
Villain movies where they're the main character not work.
No.
Like, the only good one was Joker, and that was just really
but even that
not
wasn't
a,
even a superhero.
No,
movie.
It was just about a guy and
a fucked up guy. I'm not even sure Batman exists in that world. Bruce Wayne does.
Yeah.
But I don't think Batman ever does.
Well, that's the thing. Well, that was my whole point was like, so wait, Joker's like 80 by the time he becomes Batman? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Joker's in a wheelchair with like an IV. Like,
I mean, in this next Joker movie, are they going to incorporate any Batman stuff? Do we know?
It's not.
It doesn't seem like
Quinn, Bruce Wayne's still a child.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much time has passed.
I don't think so. No.
Doesn't seem like it.
So Tony calls Peter, but he hangs up on him. Spidey attacks the bad guys. I love how he puts a web mine on a car and traps the guy. That's also something you could do in the video game. Which is fucking awesome.
Yep.
The FBI shows up and points their guns at Spider-Man. And then Peter sees Adrian Toomes' face. So that's how we know who he is, who he is later.
Yep.
But he puts on his Vulture gear and shoots his purple alien gun. Spider-Man gets the gun from him and webs it up, but it cuts the ferry in half.
Ouch.
And then Spidey uses his webs to try to hold it together, but it doesn't work. And it's kind of like, it feels like it's a reference to Spider-Man 2 when he's trying to stop the subway train.
Yep.
Oh, right. Yeah. But I did like Karen. Karen's like, you were successful.
98% successful. He's like, oh, shit.
Yep.
But thankfully, Iron Man shows up and saves everyone. Hey, Spider-Man. Band practice, was it? And then after everyone's saved, Peter tells Tony, if you even cared, you'd be here right now. And then Tony pops out of the Iron Man suit.
Great spot.
And Peter is like shitting himself.
He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And he's in like a nice suit.
Yes.
His hair, like these must have AC. They must be very pleasant.
Absolutely.
His hair doesn't get sweaty at all.
They even made an air conditioning joke in one of the movies. Like, this thing has air conditioning?
But it's like his hair's done.
Oh, yeah.
Is he like, Jarvis, fix my hair. I'm about to pop out of
You would doubt that that would work?
Yeah.
I think so. So Tony chews out Peter and takes the Spider-Man suit back. Peter's like, I'm nothing without this suit. And Tony says, if you're nothing without the suit, you shouldn't have it.
Damn. That's harsh.
Tony?
Oh, billionaire philanthropist playboy?
Yeah.
No, fuck you, Captain America.
Yeah, because what was it? He was like, I wanted to be just like you. And he's like, I wanted you to be better than
me. Yeah. Single tear. So then Peter goes home and May's like, where the fuck have you been?
Right.
No, this ain't my cousin Vinny, Marissa Tomei. Yeah. You can't say that.
Right.
So Peter tells May he lost the Stark internship. And this next, like, you know, 5-10 minutes is like Spider-Man 2, where he doesn't have to be Spider-Man for a while.
Right.
And he asks Liz out to the homecoming dance.
He's doing good in school.
Yeah. Nothing's worrying me. So, yeah, Liz says yes. And then he goes to Liz's house on homecoming night. But opening the door is Michael fucking Keaton.
Just a great, great, great scene.
Yeah.
Shock. And it's just like, you know, Spider-Man's realization was just like, whoa.
You must be Peter.
Wow.
How you doing, Pedro?
Come on, Pedro.
Basically like Beetlejuice in this scene.
Come on, Pedro. Let's go this way right now.
And you shit your pants for just a fraction of a second before it's like, oh, wait, he doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Let me tell you something, Peter. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
Yeah. It's also great here because, like, Michael Keaton is just acting like, you know, the average dad, where he's like goofy. It's like, you remembered his name? He's like, Pedro, right? Peter. Oh, Peter, right. Sorry.
I think he says like Paul first.
He calls him like Freddy.
Freddy.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
So then Peter was also looking at him the whole time while the mom's taking pictures of them.
She's like, did you bring a scratch? He's like, yeah, here's a scratch.
Yeah. He's like, so then he drives in the dance, and Toomes questions Peter in the car ride. His daughter says, too much, and he figures out that he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There's even, like, this one shot of his face where he's like,
there, but, you know.
He's like, good old Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He even said, he's like, I recognize your voice from somewhere, and it was great.
It was a great scene. You know, he's an excellent detective.
Yeah.
You know, you can put that shit together pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really great. Michael Keaton's amazing.
You wait in there, Gumdrop. I gotta give Peter the dad talk.
Oh, God.
And then he pulls out his gun.
Mm.
Jesus.
And this speech is just like...
On a 15-year-old kid, he pulls the gun.
I would have been peeing.
I mean, this is like what I'm talking about with superhero movies. Most of them, you see the villain and you're like, yeah, they have no shit. They have no shot. Like, this is easy. The superhero wins, whatever. Like, it's easy.
Right.
And this one, you're like, oh, he's going to fucking kill Spider-Man. He doesn't have a shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, he threatens Peter, I'll kill you and everybody you love. Now go in there and show my daughter a good time. Just not too good. Don't fuck my daughter. God, I'm saying, don't fuck my daughter. I'm going to shoot you. That would be worse, Peter.
More important.
Stopping me.
Don't fuck my daughter.
Yeah.
Then don't stop me from doing my business.
Right. You know, a couple fingers.
Yeah.
That's Jesus it.
Christ. Whoa.
15, Andrew.
15. No, she's a senior.
6'17".
6'17". Also, I love Peter looking inside at the dance, and then Zendaya just flips him off.
She's like, yeah. She's like, hi.
Yeah. And then Peter apologizes to Liz, but bails on the dance. Like, she must have been like, what the fuck did he say?
Yeah.
I guess he did threaten to kill him.
Fucking dad.
She's like, this is the fifth boyfriend that's been run off. Jesus.
He's killed them all.
She only dates superheroes. That's the problem. A couple superheroes retired after they got the dad talk. You know?
Yeah.
Daredevil.
Oh, we didn't see Thor in this movie, so.
No, that must have been Toomes. So Peter gets his homemade suit from under the lockers. He runs outside, but the Shocker was waiting for him. His web shooter falls off, and Shocker kicks his ass. And then Ned picks up the web shooter and webs Shocker. And then Peter gets it and webs Shocker to the school bus. And then Spidey steals Flash's car. Flash, I need your car right now. Oh, this is actually my dad's car, so-so. And then we just see Spider-Man driving the car.
Yeah.
And he's never driven before, so running doesn't know
how. Running into a bank of bikes.
Yeah. And then Ned's playing the whole guy in the chair part, and one of the teachers walks in.
This is so good.
She's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm looking at porn.
Like, nothing's, yeah.
Yeah.
Teacher's like, all right, have at it.
Yeah, right.
Well, at least you're not aiding Spider-Man.
Well, here's some tissues, and we'll close the door.
So then Spidey confronts Toomes in the warehouse. He says, I know, you know, selling weapons to criminals is wrong. And Toomes says, how do you think your buddy Stark paid for that tower? They don't, these billionaires, they don't care about guys like us. Like, it's a, like everything he's saying is real.
Yeah, it's not
so
bad.
So you feel sympathetic for him.
Right.
But then Toomes has the vulture suit cut the pillars of the warehouse and traps Peter in the rubble.
I did like it because Peter's like, you missed me. You didn't hit me at all. And he's like, I wasn't trying to hit you.
Yeah. So at first, Peter calls for help, but then, which this is an exact moment from the comics, one of the most famous comics, you know, moments there is, where he looks at his reflection in the puddle, sees like half his face, half Spider-Man mask, and then he lifts himself out of the rubble.
Yeah.
Great scene. He's like, come on, Spider-Man, you got this. You got this, Spider-Man! And just fucking pushes it all off of
him. Yeah, you're strong. Come on.
Yeah.
You're a strong guy.
Exactly. So then Spidey webs himself to Vulture as he flies to Tony Stark's plane. Vulture goes inside to steal some shit, but he sees Spider-Man trying to get in, and they, you know, have a little battle by the plane. Spider-Man was about to fall into one of the jet engines, so he webs it up,
yeah,
and then goes through it, and that causes the plane to start to go down. But Spidey webs the wing and pulls it so that it crashes on the beach instead of Coney Island.
Right.
You know, that was close. Almost took out the original Nathans.
Wow.
I want that.
I did love the scene because as the plane is going down, you see from Happy's perspective, the plane, yeah, he's like, ah, oh, fuck.
Right. Exactly. And then Spidey and Vulture have one last fight scene that Vulture wins. Vulture beats him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely wins. And then, like, he could have killed Peter, but, you know, it's Michael Keaton, you know?
Yeah, Peter winning is really just stopping Vulture from flying away.
It's just Vulture's shit exploding.
Yeah.
Because Vulture could have killed him, and he's like, I'll just go get one of the boxes.
Yeah, I mean, had he had not been so greedy, Spider-Man's gonzo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Could have killed him.
It's a
special, I don't think he wanted to kill
it's a
Peter.
Special
but,
message. Special
Vulture message. Cuts the web that he shoots at him, but then his wings explode and he crashes. And then Peter saves Toomes from the fire, but he webs him up for when the police arrive.
Yep.
Back at school, Peter apologizes to Liz, who's moving away now. And then Michelle is named the new team captain of the math club, but she says, my friends call me MJ.
There it is. Another shocking moment. Yeah.
And then Peter gets a text, and he's like, I gotta go. And MJ says, hey, where are you going? What are you hiding, Peter? And she's like, I'm just kidding. I don't care. Bye. But then she watches him as he leaves.
She likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then he goes in the bathroom. Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, Happy better hope nobody ever checks his text message record.
I know.
Because he sent a text message to a 15-year-old boy saying, hey, meet me in the bathroom.
I'm sure they're all encrypted. It's probably a special app that encrypts all their...
Well, Tony can just be like, oh, they want it?
Okay, it's WhatsApp. That's all encrypted. That's what they promise.
Oh, God. Is Tony Stark buddies with Epstein? Do they have,
No.
Do they have the technology encrypt all that?
That's enough.
Okay. Epstein's got a painting of Tony Stark in his house in a dress, like the Bill Clinton one that we've heard about.
Jesus.
So yeah, Happy's waiting for him in the bathroom, but a kid comes out of one of the stalls and takes a really long time washing his hands. Fun little scene there. And then he goes, boss awkward. Wants to see you. And Peter's like, is he in the toilet? No, he's upstate. So Happy drives Peter to the new Avengers compound. It's cool and all, but I like the tower more.
The tower, for sure.
The tower was cooler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought it was really cool. So Tony Stark offers Peter a spot in the Avengers, shows him a brand new suit that he will wear in a later movie. And he's like, there's reporters in the other room, about 50 of them, and we'll introduce the newest Avenger. Which, by the way, that also would have meant that the whole world at that point would have known that Peter Parker's Spider-Man. Because this is after Civil War, where Tony Stark was all in on everyone knowing, you know what I mean?
But maybe not a child.
Maybe not.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he'd be a little more dangerous. But yeah, interesting.
Maybe, yeah. So Peter thanks Tony for the offer, but he turns it down. And then he tells Tony, this was a test, right? There aren't any reporters. He's like, yes, you passed. But then Pepper Potts walks in and she's like, where's the kid? Everyone's waiting.
Where's the kid?
What do we do? And Tony asks Happy, you still got that thing? And he's like, well, I've been holding this since 2008. Pulls out an engagement ring.
I did like it because Tony was like, hey, kid actually made a really responsible decision.
Yeah.
Shocked the hell out of us.
Right. Yeah. That's good. So Peter goes home and he finds that Tony gave him the suit back. He puts it on, but he's not wearing his mask. Not that it matters. He's in his room. But then we see May standing right behind him and yells, what the fuck?
Come on, Josh. You know the words.
Blitzkrieg bop, bop.
Yeah, it's great, you know, nod to anything she's ever done before this.
Right.
Where she says, fuck.
It was really fun. I liked it.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Then we have a mid-credit scene that hints at more Vulture down the road. But so far, he's only been in Morbius. And that really...
I'm not sure how I got here. Has to do with Spider-Man, I think. I'm still figuring this place out, but I think we should team up, do some good.
Wait.
It's like some of the worst dialogue you've ever... seen in your life.
So is Scorpion also in Morbius? Did he also get transported there as well?
I don't know.
Mm.
But that scene, okay. Like Scorpion asks, you know, he's like, I heard you know who he was. And like Tombs, you know, I guess appreciates that Peter saved his life so he doesn't reveal who he is.
Yeah, that was fun to have like a little mini face turn for him.
Even when Michael Keaton's a bad guy, he's still,
right.
He's got the heart of gold, like Josh said, you know?
Yeah.
You could kind of tell, like, once he figured out Spider-Man was Peter, he never really wanted to kill him after that point.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
And then post-credits is another video of Captain America about how sometimes you wait a long time for something, but it's not always worth it. So, and, yeah, it's just like another one of his fucking detention videos or whatever it is.
Blech.
But, yeah, it's a fun little scene. So, what do you guys want to rate this?
Man...
As a Spider-Man movie? Well,
that's what it is. God. That's what it is.
Listen, I think this is a solid 9. I really, really liked it.
I'd go 9.5
Yeah.
Because if it's, you know, I'd say I like Spider-Man 2 more, but not that much more. I think this is really great. So I'll go 9.5.
I would go 9.5. There's almost nothing you can improve on this.
Yeah. I'll go like 9.3478.
Can we at least round that up to
if
a 9.4?
If this was in the Tokyo Dome, this is a solid 10, right, Joe?
It's a 9.
It would break the scale.
It would break the 13. Scale. It'd be a 15 out of 10. Yeah. Out of 10.
Right.
Yeah, 9. 9 out of 10 for me. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Really good stuff.
Yep.
All right, let's do some fan questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull this up.
Do you want to do some facts?
Go for it.
So the license plate, Aunt May's license plate is AMF 1562, which was a... I think Amazing Fantasy 15 when Spider-Man first debuted in the year was 62.
Nice.
Mark Hamill was like, if Michael Keaton doesn't take the role of Vulture, I want it. He made that very public.
That would have been, yeah.
One of the fight scenes. It's funny because Spider-Man actually never throws a punch. It's all webbing in this movie. But he accidentally punched Michael Keaton during filming.
Uh-huh.
And he punched him. He looks at Michael Keaton kind of scared. And Michael Keaton goes... I'm Batman.
Right.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I heard that too. Like throughout filming, Michael Keaton, like in between scenes, he would just like go to Tom Holland and be like, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
And action.
I'd be more scared. This is the first Spider-Man movie where you don't have any mention of Oscorp whatsoever.
It's
in every other movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
Then this said that, this might just be a rumor, most of Tony and Peter's scenes were improvised. Although at this point being, you know, Robert Downey Jr.'s 8th time as Iron Man, he probably has a little carte blanche, has to do whatever he wants.
Well, of course. I mean, it's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
A lot of what he does is
him improvising is amazing, right?
Yeah.
He's a great writer.
That's crazy how Michael Keaton would go around saying he's Batman. I wonder if that little nod when a Vulture is in the sky over the moon
was
like a tiny little nod to all that as well.
That's what we said earlier. Yeah.
That's what
obvious that it was a nod.
Okay, but yeah.
If you Google it, it's like that was
clearly
obvious. All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Fan questions. Brian says you get to have the ability to shoot webs out of anywhere on your body except your hands or arms. Where are you shooting webs from?
I think I'm spitting them.
Shooting rope.
Spitting them would be. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Except your hands and arms.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cock. I mean my penis.
Yeah. I mean cock, nobody's Aaron. Gonna say it. Come on.
Yeah. My butthole, maybe?
That seems like it'd be kind of difficult. Well,
then you're a spider, right?
I guess elbows, maybe? Like throw it,
no,
like
no,
this?
No arms. No,
no
arms.
Hands or arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a belly button.
That yeah, belly. Be. Can you control it, though?
Way, but then your dick would have to be out.
Yeah, because that way you don't have to fuck up your sure. dick. You can just do the belly button.
Yeah, but then
button.
Your belly has to be exposed.
Yeah, you just pull it up a
I think
bit.
Mouth's the easiest. You know,
Spider-Man
just...
with a crop top, Joe?
Weird.
Dylan,
a weird question, Brian. Thank you,
Dylan. Skipping right over Andrew Garfield. Come on, guys, it wasn't that bad. No, it wasn't, but this was better.
We don't have to do everything in order. Yeah.
Do it later,
right?
Carlos Ramirez, guys, I love Spider-Man, but I can't stand Tom Holland. It affects me enjoying his films. Wow. It was very annoying wow. in the Avengers. Any advice on how to separate character and person?
I think you need to go see someone, Carlos, because the world loves Tom Holland, including That's myself.
True. He was wow. so cute and sweet in this.
He was
movie.
Great.
Wow.
He really,
I can't believe someone
I wouldn't
would hate
go
him.
That route, but I thought it was great.
Bill Capri, if Spider-Man were to be rebooted again, who would you want casted? Oof. I think at this point, if you were to reboot it, like you would just go the Miles Morales.
Right.
We've already had three Peter You'd Parkers. Have,
which seems like what they're going to be doing anyways in the next Across sure. the Spider-Man.
That's what Tom Holland even keeps saying. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Give it to
well,
Miles.
Well, it's a lot, yeah.
199 Big T, watch Gran Turismo on Friday, then Private Parts, and then The Big Short. Yesterday, each for the first time. Gran Turismo, 9 out of 10, great movie. Private Parts, 5 out of 10, meh.
I think that's a period piece.
It's
if you
it
watched
is.
It like 20 years ago, it was amazing.
I still like it a lot, yeah.
I still like it.
The Big Short, 8 out of 10, love second best movie from a Michael Lewis book. Moneyball's my favorite movie of all time. Love and Con Air is a close second. I didn't realize it was all the same guys. Interesting.
I love Big Short, 9 out of 10.
Yeah, Big yeah. Short was great.
Rito, love the show. Keep up the good work. I have one request for a film since you're on Disney Plus. Maybe you should review Heavyweights. Ben Stiller is an incredible villain in the movie, and maybe do the Mighty Ducks franchise. I don't even know what Heavyweights is.
Yes, I'm down for Heavyweights.
So it's a movie you haven't seen.
The one about the fat kids, right?
Fat kids, yeah.
Fat kids at camp.
What year was that?
Ben Stiller's like mean.
90s?
And Ben Stiller basically plays the same character he played in Dodgeball.
I think like mid-90s.
That's what makes it great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Ha, you guys think you'll do Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 on here? I enjoyed those two as well. We could down the road for sure. Yep. Yeah. PCJ, if you could put any superhero in any horror movie, what would it be?
Ooh.
Well, they kind of made that, didn't
I
they?
Got it.
Brightburn was when they had like a little boy that had Superman's powers.
Yeah. So I would I want, don't think that's the same thing.
I would want yeah. Batman to try to figure out how to kill Jason once and for all. Greatest
nice.
Detective. We'll see what happens.
Or like Batman and Saw.
Ooh.
Or like Hulk is the Hulk is the Terminator in the original. The original is kind of like a horror movie more than an action.
No, it probably is.
Or put the
Hulk's going after them.
Or put the Punisher in any slasher movie.
That's true.
Over in 2 minutes.
Right. Oh my God.
The Punisher in The Purge. There you go. Bam.
In The Purge.
Yes. Kill the whole town.
That's
oh
good.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right, that's all for fan questions. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash and send in your suggestions for what we should review next week, and we'll see you then. Goodbye. Boom.